Dalmabes. I'm going to have Schneiss no more. Dalmabes. Let's start from the Gemara. I just want to ask one question.
Who was Kvaka? Do you remember who brought the baby?
I wasn't paying attention.
Okay.
I was there. I didn't pay any attention to what was going on.
Yeah, okay.
Mamash no clue. Itmar. Itmar. Biochner Amar.
Where?
Dalmabes. Itmar. It's 1, 2, 3, 4 lines before it gets white. 4 lines connected to the Yitzhak of the Lokachti. We're still in the Pesach spirit. Okay, 4 lines.
Still
Itmar.
Drunk on the 4 cases.
I'm not drunk. Don't worry, I'm not drunk. Itmar. Okay, you got 4 lines before it gets white. Itmar.
No, I don't have 1 second. Itmar.
4 lines of Dalab base.
Yeah, yeah.
4 lines before it gets white.
I make the rap. Make the rap, that's before?
1, 2, 3, 4. Itmar.
Daf got a different Tursa Daf, though. That's your problem.
I have the same Tursa Daf. I'm not using the Nikud Gemar.
You have the wrong page, though.
We're in the same Masechta.
You're probably on
Hay,
no?
I'm Abdallah Beis.
Are you on Hay? Are you on
Hay
over here?
I'm not using the Nikra, I'm using the regular Gemara, the same Gemara.
Well, I don't have it, Mar, it's 4 from where it gets wide either, so.
Mama Chappelle, unbelievable.
Chappelle.
Mama Chappelle. Okay, in this Gemara, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down after this one in this Gemara. In this Gemara, 5 lines after it gets down. What is the article level? Also the same thing, 5 lines down?
Of course. It's only you.
5 lines down.
It's only you. It's Krumma.
5 lines down?
Krumma.
5 lines down, that's all it is.
That's for the 5th curse, the curse of Leo.
Oh, curse of Leo.
Five lines down. Curse of Mashiach.
After it gets wide. 5 lines after it gets wide.
Oh.
Daftal on the base. Itmar. Abiyachan Amar. Kachu b'chayres b'midbar, the b'chayres in the midbar, did they get kedusha? Did the firstborns get kedusha? Were they required in the midbar to redeem themselves with 5 saloim? That's the question. Rabbi Yochanan says yes.
Do we see any other mitzvahs that were not naig in the midbar besides the mitzvahs of birds?
There are a lot of mitzvahs that there was the chala, truma, all of those things because that was tolin ki, there was coming out shol. I don't know the part that
I always wanted to ask Rabbi Shimon this question once. I'm sorry for interrupting.
Please.
Tefillin.
Yes.
I have to have the day after Matan Torah. I have to have 30,000 pairs of tefillin.
It says in the Medrash Beferish that they took the leftover hides of the Korban Pesach and they used them to make tefillin.
Are you serious?
Yes. Beferish and Medrash. And the Parshios. It's from the Parshios. They wrote two Parshios. They only had 2, though, the tefillin of the time of Yitzis Mitzvah. Only had 2 Parshios. Kaddish.
What about Shoraish? Didn't have 4.
They did the Shoraish. Only 2 parshios because Shema and Vehoyim Shema was
what
first
is
given.
Where is it brought down?
Brought down in the Medrash. The Feirush Medrash. So the Feirush Medrash that they took the leftover hides. That is why Parshas Boy, but it wasn't put in writing yet. It wasn't put in writing. That's why it's written. That's why it's written.
It's only Shema and Vehoyim Shemaya.
No, Kaddish Vehoyim Kibiyacha. 2 of the 4 parshios was a different type of tefillin. That was
leftover
of the leftover.
And what about
hides.
What about the parchment?
The same thing. They used the parchment. The hide of the animal. We split it. The hide. We don't do it.
Hide. Hide. 1 second. The hide is the skin.
Skin. That's right.
Parchment does come from. Oh, parchment comes from skin.
You split. You take the skin. You split it into different parts. Duchtustus and this cloth, and then there's the whole thing together. There are different things they did. It's not exactly clear what that's.
It could be from any animal. It doesn't have to be from a deer.
They use luchar from the medaka. No,
from the veil of medaka.
Today's
parchment doesn't have to come from a deer.
Today,
right?
Today they use mehemagasa. Today they did.
For example, what kind? Let's say a steer.
A cow, steer. Yeah.
Okay, but not deer. Okay.
Kosher. Menamut
beficha. That was very good when you were Meyer. I would have not known the medrash.
Itmar, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kachu Becheres b'Midbar. Rabbi Yochanan says that the Becheres and the Kedushin in the Midbar.
They have to go through.
They got Kedushin mailed
in
the opinion of it. Shlokshim says like Kachu Becheres Midbar. Period. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kachu Becheres Midbar. The Chmona Amar Likdashu. Fairish Pasuk. It says Divai, but it says in the parsha of Tefillin, in the parsha of Tefillin. It says that was today's laning. Today's laning was Kadesh Lichol Bechor. Right? They related. Mamish, half of the fill. Mamish, we're going to Pesach over here. Allah, you smile, you mamash, you glow. You glow the hanah that you see the hashkoch and the evish and the laning.
So how do you know you have to do it?
Because this is in the pasuk, kadesh lichol b'char. That's when it is in Parshas Boy.
Right.
The last Aliyah of Parshas Boy is Kach Shlichol Bechor. Rish Lakish Amar, Rish Lakish says, like Kachshu Bechorais by Midbar, Midach Sivs in the Pasig, Vahoyaki Vyacha, it says in the second Parsha, Vahoyaki Vyacha, Vahsibash, and it says, Vavarta, you shall pass over, call Peterechem La Hashem. So it's in the Mardik, the first two Parshas, the opening words of today's laning. Today's laning, Kaddish, and Vayokir Yivyacha, is a start to the Sastre. First it says, Bamidbar, and then it says, Vayokir Yivyacha, Hafler Fella. By the way, that's yesterday's daf, because today is, but Eretz Yisrael, they lane yesterday Kaddish. So yes, for Eretz Yisrael, it fit very good. And we're behind, so for us, also good. Vayda. Vichlal de Mekar Loy Kaddish, Esrei Rabbi Yochan Loy Shlokish. Now, so he doesn't give an answer. No answer is given. Well, the other way around, the Esrei Rabbi Yochan Loy Shlokish, it says in the Pasuk, actually, Hukam HaMishkan, it says in the Braisa, before they put up the Mishkan, Hayu Bomois Mutorois, it was a Mutor, the Avoida Bibuchos. We discussed this yesterday, was there ever a Tekufa?
Yesterday? You gave a shiur yesterday?
We learned a little bit, for a few minutes yesterday. So we discussed yesterday.
Like 60 minutes.
Was there ever a tekufa when the firstborns did the avoida? So we didn't know this Gemara yesterday.
Yeah, before the eagle.
So no. So that's not. But there was the eagle. So we said yes. The eagle was 40 days later.
Correct.
And there was no korbanos brought during those. There were no korbanos brought during those 40 days. Uh-huh. So when did they do the avoida?
Right.
Matan Torah. It says they brought shlamim.
Oh, that's right.
The oil of Bahar Sinai.
And Parshim Mishpatim says.
They brought oil, and it says also when you say, we bring the Karmel, it says, Ho Asuya Bahar Sinai. Every single day when we bring the carbon to Mitchell Shachar, it's reminiscent of the oil that was brought in Har Sinai. Ho Asuya Bahar Sinai. So Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan Shlokes says Ashlo Yikam Mishkan Lachay Bamos B'Mutaros. There was Mutar. So until they put the Mishkan was put up a year later. Moshe came down on the Shiva Asa B'Tamos, and he went back until then he broke. They went back up
next morning.
No, they went back up another 120 days, another 80 days. And he came down on Yom Kippurim.
Right.
And then they started to build. Then they collected the money, and on the first day Sukkos, they began to build the Mishkan, and the Mishkan was complete in Chanukah, and they put up the Mishkan in Chodesh Nisan. So there was a very long delay for when Moshe came down from the mountain. He came down on Shavasa B'Tamos. Let's assume now that they will bring Korbanos. I guess at some point in time they bring Korbanos that year. I don't know exactly when, but the Gemara over here is telling us is that from the time of Matan Torah until they put up the Mishkan was a little bit less than a year. And during that time period, that was a little bit less than a year, they were bringing Korbanos.
On Bamos.
Oh, so where? On Bamos, because there was no Mishkan yet. And who did the Avoida? It says here in this Braisa, the Bechorois did the Avoida. The first time we find that Bibuchairis.
Not that they did Avoida.
Okay, the Avoida was done Bibuchairis.
In the Bechair, what does that mean?
Bibuchairis themselves. The Bechor, Avoida Bibuchairis.
What does that mean?
With the firstborn and
the firstborn was authorized.
There's two issues over here. The issue is whether the Bechor did the Avoida. And with what did he do the Avodah with?
With what? What are we talking about? With what does that mean?
Avodah's HaKabonos.
Zrika.
The one that did the Avodah was the Bechor. That doesn't mean they brought the carbon oil with the Bechor.
I'm sorry.
The ones who did the Avodah, actually, the Avodah was through.
Means through. The base means through.
To the firstborns.
They were also kosher Avodah.
So what are
they
we
They served by
the,
Kahanim.
Exactly.
They were the Kahanim.
So the Kahanim, they were first excluded when they built the Mishkan. So what are we learning from the Braisa over here? We have a clarkite in this Braisa. It says clear in this Braisa as day. Is that the
Who said this is a Braisa Rabbi Yochanan was bringing to Rav Shlokesh?
You're right. I don't know. What does Gimel on the side say?
Sure
Gimel on the side, the Gemara says, Zvachim Kuf Yud Beis. I don't know. Is it a member or Luchar? It's a Brais. It's not a Mishnah. It would say the Tznan.
Right?
And it would say a Brais, it would say the Tanya. I don't know. I don't know what type of what
so
is
So you bring
say?
A Raya, you
so
see that.
Dad, therefore you see that you're going to the mitzvah of Pinyin Bechor began already during the time of Matan Torah on the Midbar. So how then did the Bechor. No, but what do we see over there? They have the proof of carrot. Who's the one Esekash? Esau Yochanan or Shlokash? Rashi Yochanan says that they did the Avodah. Rav Yochanan is the one who says that Kadshu
Kedusha.
And they had Kedusha.
What does that mean, they had a Kedusha? Does that mean that they required pigeon? What does that mean?
Oh, so here's, I have to answer, Azoy, is that it's the yeah. Rav Yochanan that there was no yet need yet for, because the Kohanim did not yet become active until there was a Mishkan. Memela, since they were not yet active until there was a Mishkan, the Bechor did not yet redeem himself and he retained his Kedusha and he was entitled to do the Avoida. It's only when they first built the Mishkan, now there are Kohanim that are authorized. So now the Bechoros have no special Kedusha.
Once a Bechor is redeemed, then he has no, that takes away his Kedusha. Yes. That's the word?
Yes, that's the, even Bizman Azeh. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetz has a lot of Torah on this. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetz holds that Bizman Azeh, a baby is born, firstborn, Imamish has real Kedusha. Wow. You're not allowed to be Mishtamish with the baby. You can't go use the baby. If the baby does not, you have people, Balei Teshuva, who never had Pidyon HaBen, they have Kedusha. You can't ask them to do anything for you. They have sanctity.
So once they become redeemed, it's like no Kedusha, nothing special.
Just like me. Nothing special. At least not Melkalka. Trying to have the Melkalka. Nothing special. Until they are redeemed, they have Kedusha. No, I'm not. That's what I'm saying. Is that if you have a Baal Tshuva, okay, someone came from a family that never did Pidyon HaBen, he has Kedusha.
What about a Ger?
A Ger is a Goy. What do you mean?
After he converts and he's a Bechor.
No such thing. No such thing.
Oh, it has nothing to do with what he was before, even though he's the oldest.
No, right.
Even though he's the firstborn.
You're saying a good point. There's no kicking that he gets it in the Chalitz Bechor. Bechor is totally Peterechem. The Kedusha comes when he comes out of the mother's womb. And if he was a goy, when he came out of his mother's womb, there's no second chance to give him Kedusha Peter Recha. Vaita. So therefore, Eitzei, so therefore, you see here that they have Kedusha. So the answer is, not a kasha. The MS, Rabbi Reish Lakish, comes to the rescue, says, no, the Bechor in the Midbar had no Kedusha. When it says that they did avoid the Bechoros, it means the firstborn that had Kedusha from before Yitzias Mitzrayim. In other words, they lost it. But Oysan Sheyatsu Mitzrayim. Everyone is going to agree that the firstborns who left Egypt had Kedusha. Why? Because Hashem passed over their homes and saved their lives. So those Bechoros.
Why is that a right that they had Kedusha?
Why?
Hashem passed over
the
houses.
Right.
Hashem passed
right.
over the. They killed the
first one of the guy. Called Bechor Be'eretz Mitzrayim. Because Pasuk says Hashem passed over their homes. So by Hashem passing over, and they think a very powerful halacha, by Hashem passing over the firstborns, that automatically gave them sanctity. It's a tremendous chiddush. She's saying a whole new yesod. When Hashem passes over, you get sanctity. Who else do we find that Hashem passed over that sanctity? Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem said to Moshe, I want you to go benikva sasela in the cleft of the rock, and I will pass over you, and I will rest my hand upon you. By Hashem passing over Moshe Rabbeinu, he invested Moshe Rabbeinu with a Naya Kedusha. Just like we see over here, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he passed over the firstborns, they got Kedusha, and everyone agrees to that Kedusha. The Machlokes now is, subsequently, when children were born in the desert, did they also get Kedusha? According to Rabbi Yochanan, no. According to Reish Lakish, yes. So this Maimah Chazal...
You mean, according to Reish Lakish, they only got Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael, therefore they have to be redeemed.
Exactly. And therefore the firstborns in Mitzrayim had no able who were born in Egypt. The Nishtahi Nishtaher. They did not get Kedusha because being part of Yitzias Mitzrayim...
But yet you see the Chayrams served the Davoida.
No, so the Gemara just gave the answer. That refers to the firstborns who existed, who were alive at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim. When Hashem passed over their homes and saved them...
But then your point is that has nothing to do with... Uh-huh.
So they got Kedusha. Now, why didn't they redeem themselves immediately? It was not necessary because they were still active to do the Avoida. Enoch Nami L'Choira, that when the Mishkan was built a year later, and they were replaced by the Kohanim because of the Chayru Egel, then they indeed had to redeem themselves. And anyone who came into Eretz Yisrael also, but what about the people that were born in the desert? It comes at the coin to Reish Lakish, half of the Kedush, then Nishtahi Nishtaher. Those that were part of Yitzias Mitzrayim have to redeem themselves, and those that came in also have to, but anyone in the middle, not. I'll prove this to me that this is correct. Why? Someone who's 1 year old is a bar avoda. So in other words, he tells me over here is that the people that they were born in Egypt,
that's not
Shver. Yechon's cash is not Shver. Right. Doesn't make any sense. Anyway, it wasn't practical. Because when did they build the Mishkan? The Mishkan was built in the first year. And you're telling me now that the firstborn, it says in the Braisa, in this Membra, that the firstborns born in the desert, they did Avoida on the Bombites before they put up the Mishkan. That Kufa was less than 1 year. So that means the baby had to be less than 1 year old, and he is the one that's doing Avoida. That is ridiculous. A child less than 1 year old is not eligible to do Avoida. He's not mature enough to do Avoida. Bar Avoida who? The Korola, Mara Korola, the Gemara says, such a Gevald Kakasha, what was the Havamina? Hachi Kamar, Hachi Kakashale. Sorry about that, I'm sorry, I got your pants dirty, I'm sorry. Hachi Kakashale. Iamarta, Bishlam, the Kapaz, the Kiddush Osayu, Hanach de Mekara, Nami.
What was the
Kasha to begin
with? Right,
exactly. There's no Raya from there. So what's more explained? Of course, it cannot be that they got kid, the babies that were born in Egypt got kid. This is going to be a Kasha that got kid. It was referring to the ones that were born. Because the ones that were born in the Midbar to be eligible to do Kedusha only had to be less than 1 year old. So of course we have to be dealing with the Bukharis from before Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Gemara says, "Hach kashle iamar the bishlam the pasak kedusha sayu." Then the kedusha was not pasak. Hanach the mekara nami le pasak kedusha sayu. Elo iamar to the pasak kedusha sayu. The Gemara is suggesting hanach the mekara nami pagul le kedusha sayu. Enoch now the Gemara is saying as far as I is that the fact let's discuss the firstborns. In the desert, born during those 40 years, did they get Kedusha with regard to the Shaila? Do they need Pidyon HaBen? If you're going to tell me that they do not need Pidyon HaBen, then we're suggesting that there's no Kedusha in the desert. We're suggesting that the Svara, the Kedusha of the firstborns who left Mitzrayim, their Kedusha likewise expired, came to an end. And if you're telling me that the firstborns in the desert, that were born in the desert,
had a Kedusha,
and they had to be redeemed with five sloyim,
then the
firstborns who left Egypt, their Kedusha remained, endured.
Zebizet.
So the fact that it says here that the ones that were eligible to do the Avoida during that 1 year, were the firstborns who left Egypt, their Kedusha did not expire.
Yeah.
That means that the future firstborn babies for the next 39 years in the desert, or the next 40 years in the desert, they do have Kedusha and need to be redeemed because it's Toloi Zeh Bozeh.
That's according to Rabbi Yochanan.
That's Rabbi Yochanan's Kasha. That was the Hava Min of his Kasha. And what's the answer to the Kasha? Nope, it's not Toloi Zeh Bozeh. It's not a practical question. Everyone agrees that from a practical point of view, it's not nogea, because that 1 year is not nogea. But the Gemara is saying, but we're coming to look at it not from a practical point of view, but we're coming to look at it from a consistent line of thought.
The Gemara is unbelievable.
Vaita. So over here says the Aliyah Marta the Pasai Kiddusho Sayu Hanach de Meikara Nami Pakole Kiddusho Sayu. And the fact that the Kiddusha Taka was not Pasak, because they had to be the ones who did the Avoida, is an indication that the babies that were born in Egypt in the desert for 40 years also had Kiddusha. The Idoch. How then does Reish Lakish answer this difficulty? He says no. The Kadosh, Kadosh. The Loi Kadosh, Loi Kadosh. Big deal. Hayin L'chud v'hayin L'chud. The people that left Egypt, their Kedusha indoors. And the people that were born in the desert, they have no Kedusha.
Right.
Hayin L'chud v'hayin L'chud.
They don't have no Kedusha until they get to
No, throw. Period. They have no kedusha period. V'hayaki
yivyacha. They have to be born. The ones from the Mitzrayim, Kedusha.
And one second, when they go to Atzeret, they have to be
no,
poided.
No, they do not have to be poided.
So who has to be poided?
The newborns that are born when you come into Eretz Yisrael and a woman gives birth and the baby passes through the Rechem,
any firstborn before entering Eretz Yisrael has no Kedusha.
No Kedusha. It's a sandwich. The firstborns who left Egypt, they have Kedusha. Where does their Kedusha come from? Not from the mother. Not because they're a peter rechem. The Eibishter passed over them. Posach Hashem ala pesach.
Because of Shlakish.
That's where Shlakish are, yeah. And who else has Kedusha? When you come into Eretz Yisrael, and a child comes out of the canal of the mother, it's the peter rechem, also has Kedusha. Anyone in between
and
is
Rabbi Yochanan?
Rabbi Yochanan says, Toli Zebzeh. Rabbi Yochanan says, the fact that the Kedusha of the firstborns of Egypt, their Kedusha did not expire when they left Egypt and they worshipped the Harai. It says in the Brayso that they're the ones who did the Avoida on the Bamais for the first year.
According to Shlakish also, they did the Avoida.
Everyone agrees they did the Avoida. Exactly. Everyone agrees they did the Avoida. The question is,
can you use that as a raya for the other
people that are going to be born? Mm-hmm. Rabbi Yochanan says if the people who left Egypt, their Kedusha did not expire, that is an indication that anyone that's going to be born in the desert will also get Kedusha. He holds you cannot differentiate between the Yotzei Mitzrayim and the Noladim in the Midbar.
The difference is, according to Rabbi Yochanan, there are two separate Kedushas. He got a Kedusha because Hashem passed over, and he got a Kedusha because Pesach
Lechem. Right. But they both have Kedusha, the common denominator. It's not mistavit to say that it's one will and one will not. Reish Lakish says no. Reish Lakish says those who left Egypt have Kedusha. Those who entered in the Midbar do not have Kedusha. Hayeluchud, Hayeluchud, the Kadosh, Kadosh. The like Kaddush. Good? Eisvei, another kash. Oisayim shehukam ha-mishkan. Karvu lechem b'Yisrael. The day when they did the Hakamas ha-mishkan, on Aleph, it was Chav Gimel. Chav Gimel Adar. Okay, so what are we referring to? Are we referring to the first, referring to the eighth, referring to the eighth day?
After Shabbos Shimon, the eighth day of the Shabbos.
So what day, what are we referring to? But whatever it is, L'chorit's L'chayra is referring to Aleph Nisan on the eighth day.
When he remained standing.
Because
until then, and Moshe had
every
to
day up
put
and
it
down,
up
and
collapsed,
up and down,
and
up,
he
up and down,
erected
and
collapsed. Yeah.
Right. Kneged the seven mikdashos that were up and down, up and down. There was the Mishkan. There was the Mishkan of Moshe. Mishkan of Moshe. Gilgal, Shiloh, Noiv, Givon, Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni. All of them were put up, and they came down. Vayhi vayam Hashmini. Moshe put it up. It didn't come down. Merames on the Bayis Shlishi. The Hashmini, the eighth. The eighth is going to be up permanently. There were seven Mikdashos.
The Moshe Tzareba, one of the Moshe says that there are seven notes. Lasso will be an eighth note. One second, that's French, no?
No, that's the sound of music.
I know, but that language is French.
What?
That's French.
Yeah, that's what we all say. Do, re, ni, fa, sol, la, ti. He never saw the sound of music?
Sure.
Oh, you see.
I took piano lessons at one point.
You see, you saw it.
Originally, I took violin
lessons. But you saw the sound of music. You saw on that box. Now they're very thin, like glass, but it used to be a great zach.
Right.
Skan hadaris, no? Vaitam. Eisvei. Oisayim. Shukam ha-mishkan. Kavacham Yisrael. Yibur Yisrael. Nidarim and Nidavais. Nidarim and Nidavais. Chatois. V'yashamois. Bechoyrois. U'maisrois.
Who is the one who did the Akrav?
Let's see. Hachinami. Yeah. So the Chodik Morov we were saying is who did this? The Bechoyrois did it. How do you know it?
So
look at Rashi. Vashti in Rashi on that day. Rashi Dibur Hamaschil. Let's see. The Loi Pazir. No, there's no Rashi. How could there be no Rashi on this? Let's see. Nochamol. Let's see over here. How could there be no Rashi? Yeah, Oisayam. Yeah, Oisayam. Rashi. Michlal, the Mikan, Velech, Loi, Karov. Only on that day.
Which Rashi?
Rashi Dibur Hamaschil. The Oisay Hayoim. Oisayam is a little cross. We have different.
Oisayam?
Oisayam. Michlal, the Mikan, only that day. But mikan de elich loy cut off. Why? Shiyam shiyam rishon hikrivu kol b'chayre behema.
Oh yeah. Oh, you say yom shogam mishkan. And only that day. Be Israel.
So what Who's do they bring?
How do you see the word karvu? Anything about a bechor?
Oh, so it says that here's the answer. The answer is that the Gemara is telling us is that the bechor of an adam is totally in the din of a bechor behema tohira, like we learned yesterday. The Tali Zeb is Zeb. The Bechor of an Adam. We had a Shiloh, but the Bechor was to do the Avodah.
Right.
A person who has Kedusha. But there's also, if the firstborn males have Kedusha, that automatically means the firstborn animals have Kedusha. Okay, it's Tali Zeb is Zeb. Have Kedusha. So, it says here that on the Oisah Hayom, on the first day of Nisan, they offered on
the Mizbeach. Not the first day of Nisan.
What?
Yeah, I'm sorry, the first day
the of Nisan. The first day of Nisan, they offered firstborn animals. Now that means, but that was it. After that
what first... What were they makrav? The what?
They were makrav a whole set of karbanos, and among the karbanos, among the karbanos was the Bechor. Was the firstborn animal.
Yeah, animal.
And after that day, Aleph Nisan, for the next 39 years, they did not offer any more firstborns. Because it says, Be'oisoi
Hayoim.
Who doesn't say that? Brisa says this. We just read that's the Morris Kasha. That was the Morris Kasha. Esrei. Esrei.
Oisoi
Hayoim. Shukra Mishkan. Karveluchan
Bishon. How do you know? And Kam Ve'elof no more. How do you know?
That's
that?
The Diak. Why did it say that?
There's no Rashi, by the way, on that.
There is Rashi. Is that what Rashi says? Oisoi Hayoim. Rashi, start of the Gemara. Go down a few lines. Rashi, Dibur Hamaschil, Oisei Hayoim.
I don't have the Rashi. We don't have.
Look at Umino. Look at the Rashi Umino. Yeah. Go right in that Rashi. We keep it in the Rashi.
That's what I thought it was.
One second, I don't see
the Rashi Umino. Ikal Amashim, Deloy Kachu
Bechoris. One second. I don't have it.
You see the Rashi Deloy Pose Kedushas Bechoris?
Yeah.
Go down.
The one right after that one.
Umino.
Yeah. Ikal
and then
Mashma.
go down another
in
line.
In that Rashi.
Umino. They were now Kedusha. Because the Tani it says, Oy soy hayoim, michlal. How do you know Pshan Gmuf now for this Rashi? The Mikan ve eilich loy korof. And what is included in this list? Six things. And what's the, one of the items in this list? A Bukhar. They only brought a Bukhar on that day. Why did they not bring a Bukhar for the next 39 years? You know why? Because anything that was born after. Anything that was born after they came into Mitzrayim, and they came, they left Mitzrayim, they came into the desert, has no kedushas bechor.
Maybe by behemoth, maybe by person is different.
Totally zeb is zeb. We learned yesterday. That was the Gemara drasha yesterday. The Gemara yesterday taught us that the laws of an adam and the laws of behemoth tahira are toluy zeh bozeh. The pasuk equates them. So the Mela, so therefore you see when it comes to Bukhar Behemoth Tahira, only applied on that day because that had leftovers from what they took out of Egypt. And whatever they took out of Egypt has Kedusha. Why? Because it was passed over.
So Rabbi Yochanan's Reish Lakish is counting Rabbi Yochanan by saying Umina.
Yeah. We have a raya that only.
So Rabbi Yochanan brought a raya that you see that the
so Shlokas shlugged it up.
With
he gave an answer. Oisai kadosh.
Oisai yem.
Nukash esvei.
You can't the elch like karov.
Like karov. Why not? Well, there were no animals born in the desert.
There was no karbanos.
What do you mean there were no karbanos? There were animals that were born. Why did they were karbanos?
They were karbanos. But you see, who the karbanos?
We're going specifically on the bechiris.
It's going on the bechiris.
And why were in the chatois hashamois? How come we don't mention those? I don't know. That's another kasha.
We're only coming to focus now
on the Bechor.
So, but that doesn't. But he's saying a din in the Bechor itself,
right? But well, because there's no more Bechor. It's done.
But yet, there are thousands of Bechorim. Yet, there are thousands of Bechorim who let the Mitzrayim who have the potential.
Wait. We're not discussing firstborn people.
Why not?
That's not the Kabraisa. That's not the Kasha. The Braisa here is discussing different types of korbanos that were offered on this day. You changed the gersa. That's not fair.
What?
You changed the gersa. My Gemara says the Yisrael. You changed the gersa. You're giving a whole new pshat in the Gemara because you changed the gersa.
You say
Hayayim.
Who the karav.
We the Oysa Hayyim Shehukam HaMishkam. We the Gemara first.
Yeah.
What text?
Oysa Hayyim Shehukam HaMishkam Karvel Ahem Be Yisrael.
Oh, Be Yisrael.
Within the nation of Israel.
Right. What do they offer? Within the nation of Israel.
All these different Bechairis. All these different Karbonis.
Let's go.
One of them happens to be Bechairis.
Happens to what?
It's Bechairis.
What's a Bechair? An animal?
It's a Bechair.
A firstborn that's born.
Right? It's a
Bechair. And do they ever bring that type of carbon again for the next 40, 39 years? It says no.
They didn't bring katanos Hashem's. They didn't bring any carbonos.
That's not our point of discussion. That doesn't matter.
They didn't bring carbonos, period.
That's right.
Okay,
so
it tasted, you can make the connection.
That's a bombshell of a question. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
But Reish Lakish does not want to deal with that at this moment. He wants to take notes. There's no reason why they should not bring firstborn animals in the desert.
Because apparently they didn't. It sounds to me like they didn't bring carbonos, which is hard to understand. They didn't bring carbonos. They didn't bring.
They didn't do avoyos. They didn't do chatoyos. There's no chatas.
There's no asham. There's no maisers. There's not a carbon.
Good kash. I don't know the answer. By the way, it doesn't say shlomim. It says there's the dharma. It does say. It says it's a good kasha. Let's hold off on your kasha for a moment.
So what is it?
But we can't. They brought the firstborns
that came out of Egypt.
They offered an animal that was a firstborn animal.
They brought a firstborn animal.
But any animal that was born in the next 39 years of the desert, they did not offer on the Mizbeach. Why not? Why?
So only because they didn't have any left. They were all geshachten. They didn't have any new ones because there were no new ones.
There were new ones. They were born. They were babies.
But according to Reish Lakish,
because it's a kedusha.
Right.
But according to Rabbi Yochanan, there was kedusha in Midbar,
but, so
they should bring it.
So why?
It's a kasha. It's a raya to Reish Lakish. A kasha of Yochanan.
Must be that they didn't bring it because they
were no kedusha.
No kedusha.
Who's the one who says it was no kedusha? Reish Lakish. It's a raya to Reish Lakish. And now let's make the proper diok. The Gemara doesn't give an answer. The only reason why it said Oysa Hayyim was to focus on the Chayyah. But in a Chanami, everything else, it did Tiger bring the
rest.
He doesn't even acknowledge the question. Then we discuss this. There are four different answers to a question. Tiyufta, Koshya, Teiku, and no response. Silence.
Which shows that it doesn't warrant a response.
So sometimes silence means you got me. And sometimes silence means the question does not even deserve an acknowledgement. Koshya means there's an answer. There's an answer, but gotta get a hard one. It doesn't even deserve an acknowledgement. They did not. Ema. So what's the difference over here? So wait a minute. The way we translate the words of the Gemara is good according is exactly what we've done right now. Everything we've just said is really the Ikar D'Amri. I made a mistake. The first version, it's Rabbi Yochanan asking the question. You have to.
Yeah, Esek, Rabbi Yochanan.
Let's go back one line. It's same exact. It's just a small difference. Esek, go back to Esek again. The original kasha. Oisa Hayoim. Who's asking the kasha now? Rabbi Yochanan is asking the kasha. No, I translated Rabbi Shlokan. I told you to think of the army.
The terror starts from Umina.
Oh, Umina, right. Yeah. So what was the Hamina? Ace, Oisa Yochanan, Misha, Mukavala, Misha, Oh, no, Domino, Davois, Chatha, Sasham, Chosim, Maestros. So you see that the Gans of 40 years, it means, Me Oisa Hayon the Eloch. Okay, Me Oisa Hayon the Eloch, according to Rabbi Yochanan. You like that, so you talk a lot. You like that. So it's a kasha and a shlokish.
No, Rash doesn't learn like that. Only
no, that's no, Rash is giving the answer. Rash is going, we know. Rash is coming up the answer. Hachina. So now comes the answer. Reish Lakish now is giving.
What's that? Yochum is saying, "Ois Hayom be Eloch."
It means that's how he's translating. Yochum is going to translate the words "Ois Hayom" to mean "May Ois Hayom be Eloch." From that day onward, they brought b'choyrois. Why? Because it has kedusha, like the shita of Rabbi Yochanan that says that a b'chor gets kedusha in the midbar. So, enter the Gemara. Answers Reish Lakish. What's Reish Lakish's answer? Not a kasha. Hachinami b'oisa sheyotzum b'mitzrayim. It doesn't mean that they offered from that day onward. All newborns were offered. It means all of the leftovers, all of the firstborns that came out of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim. Yeah. Oh, and now the Gemara says, wow, what a gewaldige answer. The answer is such a gewaldige answer. Umina. Let's now use the answer as a springboard to shlug up Rabbi Yochanan. Dafka oisa hayoim. They brought a bechor. But Mikan Vilch did not bring a Bukhar. Me no, I saw Yoim who the card, Mikan Vilch Loi Karav.
Because there was no Kedusha anymore.
No Kedusha. Okay, that's according to Reish Lakish. So the one that asked the Kasha, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish to give the rebuttal. Now we have the Ika Diyamri, where the one that's going to ask the question initially will be Reish Lakish. So what is the answer? How is Rabbi Yochanan going to answer the kasha? Ema, mei sahayon v'eilech. From that day and onward, umai kamash malan, mei sahayon in mei karoloi. From that day onward, the offer to what's the chiddush then? That they were not able to offer korbanos a bechor on a bama. That's the chiddush, because there was no mishkan. Alma chayvos. According to the shita of Rabbi Yochanan, yeah, it's teaching an incredible chiddush. Dafka me'oy sahayoy, the common denominator that is going on the Bukhar. The Bukhar had to wait for a bama, for a mishkan, because you cannot bring a choiva on a bama. Vaita. Toshma, next kasha. Nim says, Ata Oymer, what's the final result? When everything is said and done, when the Aryeh will wake up, what will be the result? Nim says, Aryeh shag milo yira. Vaita. Toshma, Nim says, Ata Oymer, b'shloisha b'chomis kotshu b'choros kotshu b'choros li yishol. There were three times when a b'chor got sanctity. B'mitzrayim, when Hashem passed over.
Yeah.
The firstborns, uva midbar, and when they came in and when they were in the desert, uruchnisasan li Yisrael.
So that's difficult. Come to Reish Lakish.
That's a kash on Reish Lakish gevaldik. Three different tekufos, and because they're all different tekufos, kadesh lichol b'chol b'eretz. That was in the midbar.
Maybe it was only a certain point in the midbar.
What are you talking about? According to Reish Lakish, it was never. It was only in Egypt, and it was only in Kivayoki Yivyacha. According to Rabbi Yochanan, there were three tekufas. There's a kedusha of passing over in Mitzrayim. There's a kedusha in the desert. Kadesh is a special parasha. Kadesh li chol b'char. You say two parashas to every single day. Why? Why do you have to say everyone is the kasha? Everyone is the kasha. Why the repetition? You hear Mamash today.
What's
the repetition? The first two parashas of Tefillin. Kadesh, why can they say come out the same thing? So why do you have this, this difference? But a lot of things are, there's an overlap, and mamash right next to each other. Fundamental difference in the sugi of kiddush bechor. The kiddushas bechor of the midbar is nishta zelba kiddusha when they came into Eretz Yisrael. There's a kiddusha. There's a kiddush in the midbar, and there's a kiddush of Yaakov Yachal.
How does it manifest itself?
It's coming to teach us that when Klal Yisrael goes into galus, the midbar, everyone is the Aleph Beis Yisrael. The midbar is a dogma for the galus of Klal Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael. The Eretz Yisrael is the zman shebeis hamidash kaya, and it's teaching us. Don't make a mistake and think that when there's going to be a galus, you can abandon the Torah. When you're in galus, you should know kaddish li kol b'char.
You have the zel b'kedusha. You go into America, it's a midbar.
Exactly. Well, it's a midbar there also. When they went to Poland, it was a midbar. When they went to Rome, it was a midbar. When they went to Germany and France, it was a midbar. When they went to Spain, it was a midbar. It was also a midbar for them also. It took them 1,000 years to build it up to Makom Torah. So when they came to America, it was a midbar. It was always a midbar. Golus be'etzem is a midbar. And the Torah is teaching you, Kadesh li kol b'char. Who's the b'char? B'ni is b'char. Klal Yisrael is the b'char. Don't think that when you're in the midbar, you can do whatever you want. Hashem's not watching. Hashem is watching when you're in the midbar. And then when you come into Eretz Yisrael, there's a bazundra kedusha, or Yakiv Yacha. Three kedushas, Maisa Avos, Simul Abonim. There's Mitzrayim, there's Midbar, and there's Vayakiv Yacha. Today's learning. So we learn something over here today. We learn over here repetition. Is the Gevaldik?
Yep.
Toshma Nim says Sata Oimer. It's also to show he was the Miyase the Dafyami. We have to give credit where credit is due. It's only the only reason why we're learning tonight together the Chabura is because of Aryeh. Only because of him. And he thinks he's gonna go there to green the pastures there in Jackson. Right, Toshma. Nim says
Tom Shriver.
Tom Shriver? You want Tom Shriver? It's a Chassidim. You can go put a Strimal? You want Tom Shriver?
When?
What?
He's moving?
An hour or so, 45 minutes.
Moving to Lakewood?
Yeah.
Really? When?
What?
Before Mashiach comes, he's gone.
When are you moving?
Before Mashiach.
Are you really moving to Lakewood? When?
Probably cannot make it, but I so appreciate it.
Yeah? Are you serious?
Thank you for that.
So you're going to commute? You work in the city in Brooklyn? Okay, now I'm not
running. Shem, thank you.
All the brachas should be cut with Steve McQueen.
Amen.
So, I'm moving to Shem. Shem. Shem comes.
Toshma Nimse Sato Ime Bishleish should become a sculpture of Bukhari to these children with Shem. Maybe when there is a larity stroll. B'mitzrayim ahu oimer kadesh l'chol b'char. B'mitzrayim oimer, it says kili, so he's breaking them into different parts. Kadesh l'chol b'char, that's in the mitzrayim. B'midbar hu oimer, it says kili chol b'char b'vnei Yisrael b'chnisasam l'eretzu oimer v'yokiv yachop v'avarta, and you shall pass over. Every firstborn shall be hakadosh. Amar nachem bar Yitzchak, v'vakasha. This was the ideal. But it didn't happen.
The what?
This was said to them when they were in Egypt.
How did they do the avodah? If it was like his harrow, the kaddish, and there was no kiddish.
No, there was no kiddish in the middle time. The first kiddish they got, Rashi. Whoa. The first they got. Look at Rashi. Rashi says. Husaru likadesh ulo oilam lichshiyichzu ulo oilam lichshiykansu laaretz. They only got kedush when they came into Eretz
Yisrael.
Even there, or Mishayim nami like kedush. Haka amri de kedush. Haki kamar.
They brought kabbonis.
Mehen kachu them like kachu. Some yes, some not. Who are the ones that got kedusha? Who are the ones that got kedusha?
So when it says that in the midbar there was Makadish, quantum shlokish, how would he understand
command.
That?
No, it says that this command was given to them when they were still in Egypt. Before they did the Aveira.
Correct.
Before they worshipped the egg.
Correct.
So therefore at this point in time there was still potential for the firstborn to get Kedusha.
Yeah.
So Tak indeed they did get Kedusha. Some did. Anyone that was born until the Egel in the desert, which was for 40 days, all newborn people that were born for the first 40 days in the desert. What?
Where do you get that from?
More than 40 days.
Wait, but what do you get there? Who's the
Mechitesi? Mehed and Kachu, Melai Kachu.
Who's this that's going on?
No one in the desert got Kedusha? No one got Kedusha? When did they lose Kedusha? When did they lose Kedusha? They lost Kedusha when Hashem says to Moshe, you worship the eagle? You worship the eagle, you're out. No more, I don't want you anymore. And from that point and onward, according to...
Mehed Loi Kachu.
Some got, some did not. In the Midbar. So in the Midbar, anyone that was born got Kedusha.
Nothing over there tells me anything about that. In the Midbar, that any of them got Kedusha.
It says Mehen Kachu, Mehen Kachu. When did they lose Kedusha? When did, according to Reish Lakish?
Mehen, it says it's going to Mitzrayim and Eretz Yisrael.
Who says that? The art scroll? It's not a rhyme from the art scroll. It's not a rhyme from the art scroll.
You can't argue the art scroll.
Everyone who gives a Mekadesh. Oh, I was right. And the answer is, I don't know which article you're reading over there. Let's go back to the Gemara.
How's the Tefer Pesachish?
The Gemara is Kasha starts off that it says there are three times. According to Rabbi Yochanan, there was no. According to Reish Lakish and Kasha, there was no Kedusha in the Midbar. There was no Kedusha. But it says three times. And for the Gemara, the Pesukim are discussing the plan A. Plan A was that there should be Kedusha in Mitzrayim, there should be Kedusha in the Midbar, and there should be Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. That was Plan A. But did they actually implement Plan A? No. Why not?
So why didn't Reish Lakish use it?
Why not?
Why didn't Reish Lakish use it?
Why didn't Reish Lakish use this? No, it's a kashan Reish Lakish. The Pshutai Shel Mikra is mashma that there was Kedusha through and through in the Midbar. According to Reish Lakish, there was no Kedusha in the Midbar. Right?
So we have a raya then. Is it a raya or not a raya?
It's a kasha on Reish Lakish.
Okay, so why didn't the Gemara answer? So
the Gemara didn't answer. The Gemara is saying, don't use this akasha on Reish Lakish. The MS, there was no Kedusha in the Midbar. And even though it says that there should be Kedusha in the Midbar, it doesn't mean there was. It means that was the plan. Plan A was there should be Kedusha in Mitzrayim, Kedusha in the Midbar, Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. That was the plan, even according to Reish Lakish. But what happened? Something went wrong. The Egel happened. The Egel ruined it. And the plan was not put into motion. The plan was cut short. Halacha l'maisa, there was only Kedusha in Egypt. And there was a little Kedusha in the desert, only those that were born until the Egel. And there was Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael, but there was no Kedusha in the desert. So the Pasuk that says there's going to be a Kedusha is referring to what? The original plan, but not Halacha L'maisa, what happened. That's how they went into the Kasha. The Bible says, it didn't happen. The Gemara in the Hagman understands that to mean that none of the Kedushas happened. Zero. That's patently false. There was Kedusha that happened in Egypt. Everyone agrees that in Egypt the firstborns got Kedusha. In Egypt, there was Kedusha. In Eretz Yisrael, there was Kedusha. But Kedusha in the desert, there was none.
After the Egel.
Maskifla, so different maskifla, papa, uva midbar loy kachu. Are you really going to tell me that Reish Lakish is correct? Yeah. That there was no Kedusha, he's coming out to bring a support of Yochanan. Loy kachu is in the pasuk, pekoid. You shall redeem, or you shall count. Koid means to count. Kol b'char, zohar, livnei Yisrael. So the fact that it says the word pekoid, it says pekoid, you shall count, that indicates that the a b'char has special status.
Yeah.
Why, if the Bechoros in the desert have no special Kedusha, why then are we supposed to command it? Come in. Elo, the Gemara says, you are correct. El Yitmar, Hoch Yitmar. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kodshu. So because of this Kasha, the Gemara is revising the whole Mahalich in this Gemara. Whole Mahalich. And the whole new Mahalich is saying, Hoch Yitmar, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kodshu, Vuli Pasku, Vishlok Shema Kodshu, we got Kedusha, and
what's the answer?
Pasku. We're coming to revise the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and
Rabbi Yochanan said they had a Kedusha, but it was taken away from them.
Loi Pasku. Vishlok Shema Kodshu, Upasku, it stopped and it came back. After Rashi says Upasku, when did it start? Rashi very precise. Mishas
Urashi.
That's when it stopped. But
after the counting?
But in other words, the nafkamin is, was there Kedusha in the beginning of the Mitzrayim?
Yeah.